You're listening to Near FM here in Northside Shopping Centre. Grand opening earlier on a couple of hours ago. Santa arrived around just as we started on air live at 11:30. And the queues are still there, so very, very popular. And the elves are all around, the deers are all around, and everyone's around. But a man I noticed down at the centre of the shopping centre where I was talking to Yvonne about the lifts, he was on like an exercise bike, and I said, this looks interesting. Then I read up on it, but I'm going to let him tell us all about it. I'm talking to Eugene O'Leary. Good afternoon, Eugene. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Okay, I'll let you tell our listeners what exactly you're doing on the bike down there.
Well, what I'm doing, I'm fundraising for Crumlin Hospital. I've been fundraising for them for the past 9 years. And I've raised something in the region of 70,000, 75,000 euros over those years. Mm-hmm. Now, I do it in memory of my daughter who was a patient there. Now, she was a patient from the day she was born, really. And at 5 weeks old, she had a coronary bypass. At 3 years old, she had another coronary bypass, and they tried to repair her aortic valve. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't really do it. So when she was five, she began to deteriorate rapidly. So what they gave her a mechanical heart valve. And she had a great life after that. Everything was fine until she was 18. Now, she went to San Sabina Secondary School in Sutton. She was awarded the highest award the school could offer, you know, the Lynn Taylor Award. Now, when she came 18, her care was changed over to an adult hospital. And when she was in Crumlin, her blood was checked every month to make sure that it wouldn't, it had to be thinned out so it wouldn't clot on the heart valve. But when she was, it was checked every month. Then when she went to the adult hospital, it was going to be checked every 6 months. Mm-hmm. She had the first 6 months checkup and she was dead before the second one. What actually happened was the medication she was on had not alone thinned out her blood, it had also thinned out the walls of her arteries, and she died. So, just after her funeral, the day of her funeral, we were all retired to the Pier House in Holt for tea and sandwiches. And I met a friend of mine, a detective sergeant, Gary Kelly. And he said to me, you used to run the Dublin City Marathons. I said, I didn't. He said, why did you pack them up? And I said, because they affected my back very badly. Mm-hmm. He said, did you ever consider cycling? He said, we're doing a cycle for the St. Francis Hospice in Raheny. And think about it. Mm-hmm. So when my daughter died, I kind of gave up. And I took early retirement from my job. I had worked in Dublin Port.
Can I ask you, just interrupt you there. I'd like to know your daughter's name, if you don't mind.
My daughter's name was Helen.
Helen, okay.
Helen, yeah. But at Helen's funeral, this detective sergeant, Gary Kelly, turned up, as I say. He asked me if I had packed up the Marathons, and he asked me to consider cycling. So when my daughter died, I kind of gave up and I took early retirement. And with my retirement money, I bought a bike. And I took part then in the Garda cycles for a couple of years. They fell through after a while. They were resurrected again a few years ago, but they fell through after a while. But my wife was doing spring cleaning in the house, and she picked up an old newspaper, and she saw an ad in the paper. Crumlin Hospital were looking for people to cycle in South Africa, and that was the ideal for me to be able to cycle for Crumlin. But you had to raise 4,500, and I'd only 6 weeks to do it, you know. So I wrote to Dublin Port. They gave me 500. A builder in Holt, Dennis Finn, gave me another 500, and I did what I did. The Garda superintendent, Nicky Keneally, told me where I could buy a training frame. I bought it, like the training frame I have outside here now. Mm-hmm. I went on the pier in Holt. Not alone did I raise the required 4,500, I raised 6,500.
Great.
I never looked back after that. So I've cycled in South Africa, Hungary, Italy, Portugal, Spain, France. Last year I went up to Finland and cycled from the Arctic Circle. In the United States I cycled in Monterey in California, Flagstaff, Arizona, Athens in Georgia, and Niagara Falls.
Yeah, and now you're on a bike that's going nowhere.
It's going nowhere.
But would you say then Helen is the engine that drives you to the extent of...
Oh, definitely, yeah. Okay. And I was doing a third level course one time. I had to go for an interview for the course, and immediately I was accepted. I began to get nervous because it had been so long since I was at school. Mm-hmm. And Helen said to me, "Ah, you can do it. Go for it, Dad. Right. Go for it." So at a later date, I was cycling over the Pyrenees. So I was supposed to cycle, you know, Portugal, Spain and France. I was going over the Pyrenees. I was coming to the top of the Pyrenees with about a half mile to go. And I was completely knackered. I was going to give up, but at the same time, I decided I was going to cycle all the way. And then the thought came into my mind at the time, you can do it, go for it, Dad.
Yeah, yeah.
And before I knew it, I was at the top.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, no problem.
Just a little bit of background. You live in Howth, but you're from Cork. How old are you now? Can I ask you that? I mean, us men are not afraid to tell our age, are we?
No, we're not. I was 70 last birthday.
Great.
Now, what I'm doing at the moment, I added up all the cycles that I've done, and they came to something around 9,000 kilometres.
Okay.
Now, what I'm doing, in order to complete 10,000 kilometres while I'm still 70, I'm cycling around Ireland in stages. For instance, yesterday, I did Holt Head to Malin Head, to Sligen Head in Galway, down to Mallow and Cork, and then on. But yesterday I cycled from Cork to Waterford. Next weekend I'm cycling from Waterford to Wexford, and then from Wexford to Gorey, and then I'll do the last one, I do from Gorey to the Children's Hospital in Tromlin.
Okay. So you sort of look upon today as, even though you're cycling for hours, it's still a bit of a rest. You're not moving.
Oh, I'm not moving.
You're still using your legs and your body.
Yeah, but there's no pressure on it.
Can I ask you about your equipment? Is that all your own equipment, or do you get any help with that?
No, it is all my own equipment, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's quite a complex piece of machinery, isn't it?
It is, yeah, but it didn't cost all that much. Like the training frame cost me something around €200. The bike was €650. That's only a cheap bike. The bike I use on the road is a completely different type of bike. It's a carbon bike, which costs 3,000 euros, you know. So,
is this a solo run when you're out on the road?
It is, yeah. Wow. Now, I did cycle with a Canadian guy over in Portugal, Spain and France. And he had done so much cycling in his younger days, or so much camping in his younger days, that he wouldn't camp. So we had to stay in B&Bs. Mm-hmm. And the cycle was 22 days. And we're staying in B&Bs and hotels, and it cost me very close to just under 2,000 euros, and it wasn't even my money, it was my credit card money, you know.
Okay, yes, yeah,
so
yeah.
I decided after that, in future I'm cycling on my own.
Okay, yeah. It's always, you can do your own thing.
Yeah.
How long does the fundraiser go on for? I mean, you've raised 24,000 and plus, and you're aiming for 25.
Yeah.
So are you going to just stick to add it up and you get to 25?
No. I'll continue after that. Yeah, that was just that was originally 20,000. I got to the 20,000 and then I raised the bar to 25,000. So, okay. I keep cycling for Crumlin Children's Hospital for as long as I can keep going, you know.
Okay. So people may be listening to us, today they can donate where you're sitting and cycling. So, but if people want to donate otherwise, is there other ways of doing it?
There are, yeah. You can donate online. Now, I don't know the exact address, but you go into www.cmrf.org. Now, CMRF stands for Children's Medical Research Foundation, so you remember that.
Yes.
It's www.cmrf.org. And just up in the corner, you'll see, just type in my name, Eugene O'Leary.
Okay.
And that'll take you to my donor page.
Okay, CMRF.org, and then go to Eugene O'Leary and go to your page.
Yeah.
And how long are you staying here today?
I'll stay here until between 5:30 and 6:00. I started at 9:00 this morning to do 10 hours, and there'll probably be nobody here around 5:30, so I'll pack it up at around 5:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a long enough all day, and then you're starting off, did you say, to Wexford tomorrow?
Waterford to Wexford next Saturday.
Next Saturday,
yeah.
So you have it all ahead of you. Listen, congratulations on that, but I imagine, as I said, Helen was the engine that drives you, and I imagine she's in your head and your wife's head all the time, and the satisfaction as well, but the sadness, it's a funny emotion, I imagine.
It is, yeah. For instance, last week a man came along to me and he said, told me he'd done an awful lot of cycling in his younger days.
Yeah.
But he says, no, my cycling days are long gone. I'm 70.
Yeah, yeah.
And I hadn't got the heart to tell him I was 70.
Yeah, you're a great inspiration to us guys. That's good. Listen, thank you very much, Eugene.
Okay.
And I'll let you get back to the cycle. Thank you very much. Thank you. And that's Eugene O'Leary. And you can look up, if you're not coming around the shopping centre, it's cmrf.org, and then the link is Eugene O'Leary, and make some donations online to Eugene.